Well, I've heard, think you've heard this enough times now to that you pretty much can tell somebody what Advent is, right? It's a time of waiting the coming of Christ. And in some congregations, it's an important part of their season. Other ones, they just sing Christmas songs, and the whole month of December is pretty much just Christmas. So I have appreciated learning about the waiting, right? Waiting is so hard. I thought today was my turn for Sunday school, for the children's story. So I had a story about waiting. But I'll have to see, figure out what I can do next week. I can still do waiting, right? Hopefully we can do it. But waiting is hard. I was thinking about doing the story and just kind of having the girls just sitting here and just say, this morning I'm waiting for someone. And just sit there and see how long it would take for them, maybe like 2 seconds, for them to start riching around, right? It's not easy to wait. But today I want to talk a little bit about what we do, right? What do we do while we're waiting? So you think about Mary. I'm thankful for Kim for reading part of my scripture this morning. I have a little more to read, but we heard the story, right? The scripture about Mary that God sent an angel to Nazareth to a virgin that was pledged to be married to a man named Joseph. So she was a young woman, right? And her name was Mary. And when the angel came to her, he said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored." Another version says, "The highly favored is you who are full of grace," right? So it's the idea of someone who is receiving undeserved favor and grace like we do all the time. I'm sure that Mary was obviously very shocked, right? It says she was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this could be. But the angel told her not to be afraid, that she had found favor and grace with God. And the angel told her that she was going to conceive and give birth to a son. His name was going to be Jesus. That Jesus was going to be great, and that he was going to be called the Son of the Most High, and that the Lord would give him the throne of his father David, that he would reign over Jacob's descendants forever. And Mary asked, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and the Holy One will be called the Son of God." And then the angel told Mary about Elizabeth and what was going to happen with Elizabeth, that Elizabeth also was pregnant and that she was in her sixth month. The angel says, "No word from God will ever fail." And so Mary responded and said, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. So now what? This young woman has to now go and tell her family. She has to tell her betrothed, right? She has to tell Joseph. And she has to wait at least 9 months for Jesus to be born. When we think about Advent, and we think about waiting, we think about something that is active. When you sit in a doctor's office and you're waiting for your appointment to start, if you have something to do, it helps you. So with the girls this morning, I was going to say, as they started riching, I was going to say, what can we do while we're waiting? And maybe suggest singing a song, right? Well, we could sing a song, so let's sing a song. Or we could read a book. We had a book that we could read together, right? Doing something helps us in this time of waiting. And as any expectant mother knows, waiting involves preparation, right? Getting things ready for the baby, getting the room ready, getting your schedules worked out. Waiting involves exercise. Waiting involves good nutrition. Waiting involves taking care of yourself, taking care of those around you. Waiting involves prayer, involves work. And then the actual birth itself involves pain and blood and tears and joy and release and family. When we wait, like Mary waited, and maybe if you haven't had the experience of being pregnant and childbirth, it's harder for you to kind of understand this part of the message. But think about if you're waiting for other things. So if you're waiting to start a new job, or if you're waiting for your family to come home, or if you're waiting for something special to happen in your life, all those things still require this time of preparation ahead of time. So for us, what does that mean in our everyday lives? The quote that I, or the ideas that I got about this expectant mother comes from a post that Shane Claiborne wrote about Advent. And this morning I'm struck by the verses that having to rework my sermon a little bit because of all the things, all the good things that happened already this morning. About what Sandra shared, right? About that we're in a time of waiting, not just for Christmas, but we're in a time of waiting, an advent of the coming of a new pastor, right? A different person. And it's like Sandra's been honest in her role as kind of the chair of the committee at how difficult the waiting has been, waiting for Randy to get back to us, waiting for, to know, waiting. But she did something important this morning. She reminded us that as we wait, we pray, right? As we wait, we continue to work on the things that we need to work on. She reminded me this morning that as I wait, because I'm waiting too, you're waiting, but I'm also waiting, because I made a commitment to be here for a year, right? And so my year is at the end of the time, is the end of January. That's my official end. But so I'm waiting to see what God's going to do. I'm waiting to see what plans God has for me, right? So we're all kind of in this weird waiting space that lines up so well with this Advent. And the thing is about our Advent celebration is that Jesus has already come, right? So Jesus has already been born. So we can't quite understand like Mary's waiting, because Jesus hadn't come yet. Like, it was all just promise. There had been this time of 400 years of silence between the Old Testament and the New Testament. It was all these prophetic words and all these important verses in the Bible that talked about this coming of the Messiah, but they hadn't seen it yet. We're waiting in a way that's different. We're waiting to celebrate Christmas. We're waiting to celebrate the birth, but Jesus has already been born. Jesus already lived. Jesus already provided the salvation that God intended by his coming. So we're waiting and we're longing in a kind of a unique way, because something's already happened. But when we have this mix also, then this longing for what's next, right? We're not just waiting for the celebration of Christ's birth, because that's already happened, but now we're waiting for the return of Christ. We're waiting for, like, there's all this. It's a very complicated waiting. It's not just a simple thing. when you're expectant and you're waiting for a baby to be born, it's a very complicated thing. There's a lot of, you know, chemicals and going on, right? Tell us, Jen. There's a lot of stuff going on in a woman's body while she's waiting. That's how it is with us too, right? There's a lot of mixed emotion. There's a lot of things that are happening. So I want to talk a little bit this morning about these longings that we have. When Mary heard this news that Jesus, the Messiah, that she was going to be the mother of the Messiah, this news met the longings of the people of Israel in a very unique and special way, right? They had been longing for this Messiah that would come and that would save them, this Messiah who would bring the kingdom of God to them. The word longing itself is just an interesting word, right? Longing, it has the word long in it. So it's something that's a long time coming, right? If we think about our own longings, the things that, the deep, deep, deep desires of our heart, things that we long for that we don't know if they'll ever happen. They seem like they might be impossible to happen, but it's something that we really, really desire. It might be a healing for one of our family members, or it might be for different kinds of relationships or reconciliation in our relationships. There's a deep longing in each of us as Christians that we hear about from Hebrews 11, this longing for our spiritual home, right? This longing that's deep within us for something more, like we're not of this world, we belong someplace else. So there's this deep other part that's a longing in us. So let's think a little bit this morning about all these kinds of longings. Some people long to belong. They feel like they're kind of like an outsider, and I just long for a place where I could just be myself and be loved. Other people long for that that love, that they feeling completely accepted in someone's life. What are the kinds of things that we long for? What are the kinds of things that are those deep places in our hearts? And maybe as we think about those, think about a little bit, what are the things that God longs for in our lives? Galatians 5 talks about the fruits of the Spirit, right? God longs for us to have those fruits in our lives. God longs for us to be loved. God longs for us to experience joy. God longs for us to experience peace and gentleness and self-control and faithfulness. God longs for us to be able to live every day with those things in our lives. God longs for us to be free, not to be bound and to be slaves to those things and habits that hurt us, but God wants us to be free. That's His longing for us. When God sees things in our lives that bind us up, that hurt us, God longs for us to be free of those things. The verse says, "Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." God longs for us to be people who are wise and knowledgeable about God's Word. In James, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. God longs for us to be people who can speak His word, who can speak life into other people's lives. God longs for us to be people who are wise, who can make good choices and do things that help us and benefit us and give honor to Him. God longs for healing in our lives. not just physical healing, but God longs for to heal all those spaces in our lives where we're still hurt, where we're still, where it still affects us every day. In James also talks about if anyone of you is in trouble, pray. If you are happy, sing songs. If you are sick, call the elders in church and pray over them. God lays this out for us so that we will ask for healing in our life. God longs for us to be people who are healed, that we can be, they talk about being wounded healers, right? That we've all had things happen in our lives that have hurt us. But as God brings healing into our lives, then we can become also people of healing. And the last one I want to mention is that God longs in our lives for reconciliation. He longs for us to be reconciled to him. He doesn't want us to walk apart from him. God wants us. He longs for us to stay in his presence, to walk with him. And God longs also to reconcile us to the people around us. There are people in our lives that God looks on us and looks on this person and just says, I long to be able to bring you back together to a place where you can love and care for each other. That's what you're meant to do. I've talked a little bit about my son Christian and his wife. It's just a longing in my heart to be able to reconcile with my daughter-in-law. I haven't heard anything from her. We were so close. But some places in our lives, like God's just like working actively. I know God's working actively in her heart. God's working actively in my heart to bring about that kind of reconciliation. So do we understand? Can we understand that there are longings that God has for us? Just like he longed to send Jesus. He loved us so much, he longed to send Jesus to bring about this salvation. He longed to have Mary say, yes, I am willing, I'm your servant. He longs for transformation and change in our lives. And I guess I want us to think about for just a few minutes, what do we long for ourselves? Do we long for these same things that God longs for us? Do we long for love and joy and peace, kindness and goodness, gentleness and self-control in our lives? Do we long for freedom in our lives? Do we long for knowledge and wisdom? Do we long for healing? Do we long for reconciliation? And there's more. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg, right? All the good things, right? All the good things in our lives. So what do you think? Are there things this morning that God's Spirit is bringing to your to the surface for you where you would say, this is something that I long for? This is something that I don't know if it's possible, but I long for this. This is something that I can wait for. This is something that I will wait for because I trust in God. What do you say? Have anybody have anything they'd like to? Yes. That just struck me, like,
control there is. Becky's like, are you looking at me?
Yes,
no, Dan, always. You know Dan sitting back at that.
Yeah. I'm praying right there. But my major longing is, and it's on my heart all the time, is for peace on this earth. Peace in communities. Will the killings stop? Will the drugs? Peace, the children are always on my heart, and man can't make peace with man, so the children suffer. I just longing for the stupidity. And people need to, countries need to reconcile, religions need to reconcile with one another, and bring some peace to this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So sad to look at what a beautiful creation our Lord has made, and we don't appreciate it. And He just wants us to enjoy it and have peace and love. We just mess it up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's, I long for that all the time, because there's so much suffering, you know, the homeless, that is just, the world's just.
We're longing for God's kingdom, right? To be, to prevail here on earth. Yeah. Andrew.
I'm just going to keep my shirt on and jump on his back. I just long for, I think more people need to go to church. I think more people went to church, I think we wouldn't have as many problems as we go to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would tease with himself and just relax and not be so uptight.
Yeah. Yeah, I long for that too. I mean, I long to see I long to see our congregation grow and more people come in. I just feel like I long for more people to know Christ, right? To know what it's like to be part of a community. I just feel like there's so many people who are on the outside. They're choosing, you know, they don't know. I think it's a lot of it's, they just don't know. They don't know the beauty of Christ. They don't know the beauty of being part of God's family.
I long for the reunification of my brothers who now, from an honest past, just won't have anything to do with each other. I long for the reunification.
Mm-hmm.
Reconciliation, as you said, just like reconcile. It's not, you know, they're different people when they have the same. Just that they can see that in each other.
There's something about thinking about longing for things that hurts a little. Because you're admitting something that you really, really care about. You're admitting you're allowing something that's really deep within you to be recognized as important. And at the same time, a longing, just by its definition, is something that is often long in coming, and it often feels impossible. So this morning, you just want to continue to invite you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to recognize your longings. Don't be afraid to recognize those things that are deep within you that you really, really want, that are really, really important to you. That God wants for you. And then recognize it and then turn it over, right, to the miracle and the power that is God. So many things that seem impossible. Peace on earth, right? People knowing the Savior. A grandchild, a restoration, a reconciliation. These things hurt a little bit to think about them because they're so important to us, and sometimes we don't want to think about them. But I just encourage you to keep opening yourself up to those longings, to those deep places, to those things that are really important to you, because as you open yourself up to them, and then you weave in your belief and trust, right? And you pray about them, and you lay them before God, and you begin to be able to sort out which ones of those things are truly from God, and which ones of those things are maybe come from another hurt place within you. But when you lay them out before God, it may become possible. Like thinking about this woman who had suffered from an illness in the story in the Bible, for like 30 or 40 years, and her longing was just to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. And she had to force herself way through the crowd, and she had to allow herself to hope that by touching that hem, that she would be healed. And when she did, then Jesus healed her. He recognized her. Healed her. So I did not preach what my notes said, because so much things, just like often happens on a Sunday morning, the worship leader, the choice of the songs, the things that Jake says, the things that you share with me ahead of time, all those kind of reorient sometimes what I've been praying and thinking about. So I thank you for your patience for an occasionally not very well organized sermon, for pauses. But I pray that as we think about longing, as we think about Advent and waiting on God, that we're willing to do the work that's necessary also to allow God to do a marvelous work in our lives. And let's continue to journey together, right? With our longings for ourselves, our longings for our congregation, and our longings for our families and the world. Yes?
I was
going to
say, you don't have to apologize for anything. What you said was more than what you said.
Yeah. I believe that to be true. Thank you.
What can I do for you? And he said, pray that I have clarity. was, you know, my longing for clarity and, you know, trusting God.
Yeah. And that goes for a whole lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
For waiting for jobs for your daughter and waiting for doctor's diagnosis, and that's, yeah, trust.
And certain times we have to, well, I do long to be better at waiting. I have a real problem with waiting. People have told me that. You know, it's like, this is the situation, let's do something about it.
Yeah. Never know when that baby's going to be born, right? Could be 2 weeks early, could be months late. Hopefully not too much. All right, so sit with your longings, sit with the waiting. We'll keep sitting together, and God will do what God will do, and it will be perfect for all of us. Final song, Louise.